Burn the Witch. The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart. Translated by Amelie Bischoff. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop. Or Plop, if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi. People call me Maine, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse.
Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I'm the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I'm also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place where the most unbelievable things can happen.
1.
The long recess was almost over. Pop and I were sitting alone in the classroom, testing each other in English verbs. In the same moment, Maine came running in.
"Oh, they are so mean," she said.
Her voice was shaking as if she was about to cry. "What happened?" I asked.
"They're saying all kinds of things about me," she snuffled. "Things that are not even true."
"Who? What?" I asked.
"Emma and Alma," she answered.
"Oh, the two stickers," Pop said. "Yes, they are mean."
We call them the stickers because they are always glued together, whispering about everyone else. Luckily, they are not in our class.
"They have been mad at me ever since that day last week, you know,"
Maine told us. I remembered it vividly. The stickers were hurling abuses at a small boy from the first grade when we passed them. I'm not sure what it was about. Maybe he had it coming. Boys often do. But Maine cannot stand to watch bigger kids scolding the younger ones. So she yelled at them, asking what on earth they thought they were doing, and a lot of other stuff too. They just stared angrily at her and left, but now it seemed they were getting their revenge. "What are they saying about you?" I asked.
That I stole some things from Walmart," Maine told us. "Lipstick and nail polish, and that the store detective in the store saw it and arrested me."
"That is so rude," I exclaimed.
"Ha, it's just the kind of thing that they would think to do themselves," Pop said.
"It is true, I did go to Walmart yesterday," Maine continued. "My mum had asked me to buy a shampoo they had on sale, but I could not find it, so I asked one of the people working there. I saw Emma and Alma in there, and they saw me. Of course, they think the worst of me, and now they are going around telling everyone in school that I am a thief. I cannot stand this."
She came close to crying again.
"Do not worry about them," Pop comforted her. "Everyone knows that they are always lying."
"Yes, they are real gossip mongers," I said. It was a word I had heard my mother using. It goes perfectly with Emma and Alma.
"That is easy for you to say,"
Maine mumbled, but she brightened up a little bit.